Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team made it 11 in a row as they returned home to the Rush Center to take on the Oakland Grizzlies. Took them a while to get going. They were down 5 midway through the second half, but they poured it down the stretch to win 83-69 at Coach Brian Wardle's club, now 16-3 and a perfect 6-0 in the Horizon League.
I was proud of our team, of our execution the last 5 minutes. It's what it comes down to. And it's going to come down to all Horizon League play. And I've told them that over and over again. You got to be able to execute on both ends when the game's on the line, and we were able to pull that off again today.
Kiefer Sykes led the way, scoring 20 of his 27 points in the second half.
I would have turned up at the beginning, but I just couldn't get any to go. A lot of them rolled in and out, and I couldn't adjust off the contact that I was getting. I couldn't finish. So it was just a matter of me just getting going, the guys keeping me up, and we just, as a team, being resilient, trying to win the game. We did a lot of things down the stretch. Getting them fouled out was big. It was a lot that contributed to that win, other than me just scoring the basketball.
Yeah, like sophomore guard Carrington Love, who chipped in with a career-high 17 points.
I was kind of feeling it a little bit, but at the end of the day, some games I don't score, some games I do. Anything to do just to help the team win.
They'll try and win a 12th straight, hosting Detroit Sunday afternoon at 1 at the Rush. The Wisconsin Badgers, meanwhile, had that nice 16-0 start, best in program history, but it's ancient history now. They've dropped 3 in a row. At Williams Arena, the Minnesota Gophers beat the 8th-ranked Badgers 81-68. Andre Hollins, Minnesota's leading scorer, went down with an ankle injury 16 seconds into the game. But Coach Rich Pitino got 18 points each from Maurice Walker and DeAndre Matthew in the win.
As we established the inside with Mo, then they did a good job of adjusting, taking that away. So then DeAndre, it was kind of his turn to attack the basket. So I think that's when you kind of figure out if you could be a good team or not. When they take one thing away, you go at them with this one. And I thought DeAndre was tremendous, especially in the second half.
Sam Decker scored a game-high 20 points for Wisconsin, but head coach Bo Ryan says the defense was substandard.
Part of it is we didn't get the presence. We have not had the post presence defensively. Some of it's due to maybe lack of foot speed, lack of recognition. But the idea is that you can't give up one thing and then turn around, shut that off, and then give up something else. It's got to be the complete possession.
Wisconsin now 16-3 and just 3-3 in the Big Ten. Fourth-ranked Wichita State stays unbeaten 70-55 over Illinois State. Number 7 San Diego State over San Jose State 75-50. Ninth-ranked Louisville routed South Florida 86-47. Number 25 Michigan follows up their win against the Badgers at the Kohl Center with a 75-67 win over 10th-ranked Iowa. Nick Stauskas with 26. Richmond surprised number 12 Massachusetts 58-55. Number 18 Duke beat Miami of Florida 67-46. 20th-ranked St. Louis, a 76-72 win over Duquesne. And number 25, Oklahoma, a 77-69 win over TCU. In Division III, 11th-ranked St. Norbert, a 76-56 win on the road at Beloit. That's the 12th win in a row for the Green Knights. Cam Cerrone, 7 of 9 from beyond the arc for 23 points. Green Knights now 14-1 and 10-0, leading the Midwest Conference. The St. Norbert women in Beloit, a 73-48 victory. Morgan Heim with 18 points. They're 12-3, 9-1 to lead the Midwest. But this was all about head coach Connie Tilley, who picked up her 600th career victory. Just the 13th Division III women's coach to reach that milestone. And to cap it off, she did it in her hometown of Beloit. To the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks get their first win of the calendar year. They hadn't won since New Year's Eve. But on Wednesday night, they beat the Detroit Pistons at the BMO Harris Bradley Center 104-101 to end a 9-game slide. Caron Butler coming off the bench scores a game-high 30 for the Bucks.
It was a special night. You know, it's bobblehead night, and, you know, obviously I'm well-rested. You know, I've been, you know, chilling on the sideline for a while, and I was excited to get back out there and just play, and, you know, my coaching staff and my teammates believe in me and, you know, got me open and, you know, got me into a rhythm.
Brandon Knight added 16 points and 9 assists. Brandon Jennings, who was acquired in the trade for Knight, scored 30 for Detroit. Milwaukee just 8-33, easily the worst record in the NBA. And according to Forbes magazine, the Milwaukee Bucks are the league's least valuable franchise, with an estimated worth of $405 million. Topping the Forbes magazine list of the most valuable franchises in the NBA for the second year in a row, it is the New York Knicks at $1.4 billion. Elsewhere on the association scoreboard, Atlanta beat Orlando 112-109. Boston a 113-111 overtime victory over Washington. Gerald Wallace hitting a layup with 2.9 seconds left. Jeff Green, 39 for the Celtics. The Bulls beat the Cavaliers 98-87. DJ Augustine with 27 for Chicago. Toronto over Dallas 93-85. DeMar DeRozan a 40-point career-high night. Charlotte beat the Los Angeles Clippers 95-91. It was Philadelphia over the Knicks 110-106. Evan Turner with 34. Houston beat Sacramento 119-98. Oklahoma City over San Antonio 111-105. Kevin Durant did it again. 36 points. That's nine straight games with at least 30-plus. Phoenix beat Indiana 124-100. On the ice, Carolina Hurricanes beat the Philadelphia Flyers by a score of 3-2 in a game that took a couple of days to complete. It was originally scheduled for Tuesday, but wiped out because of that big snowstorm. The Canes' Eric Staal says the delay didn't bother us.
We were ready to go. We felt like we were definitely an extended stay at the hotel, but we were excited to get back out there and try and put forth a good effort, and we responded. I thought our energy was good, and now we got to follow it up tomorrow.
Pittsburgh Penguins raced by the Montreal Canadiens 5-1. UC Jokinen with a pair of goals. Detroit over Chicago 5-4 in a shootout. It was Darren Helm in the sixth round of the shootout that netted the game winner. Calgary gets by Phoenix by a score of 3-2. Some football news and notes. Eddie Lacy of the Green Bay Packers drafted by Deion Sanders, as Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice selected the players in the first non-conference to Pro Bowl game coming up Sunday in Honolulu. Green Bay Packers general manager Ted Thompson is in Mobile, Alabama. He is working the Senior Bowl coming up on Saturday. Thompson telling NFL SiriusXM Radio the 2013 season was literally painful.
Well, it's fairly trying. I was very, very proud of our team, though, and I think it shows some of the culture that Coach McCarthy and his staff has brought into it, because they never quit playing, never quit trying, and... But it was an awful tough year.
Thompson says it's a busy time for he and the scouting staff.
Our guys are doing double duty this week as we speak. We're trying to scout the Senior Bowl. They're also doing work on their iPads, evaluating juniors that have declared and have been officially entered into the draft. So it's a lot of work. I think it was over 100 players that we've got to do some stuff on.
Packers will have the 21st selection in the first round of the NFL draft, which this year has been pushed back to May 8th. Through the 10th. Remember when the Packers gave Vince Young a shot to be Aaron Rodgers' backup in training camp? It did not work out, and turns out Young could have used the work. The Houston Chronicle is reporting Young has filed for bankruptcy and asked a Houston court for Chapter 11 protection. Quarterback reports he has between $500,000 and $1 million in assets and between $1 and $10 million in liabilities. The super teams are continuing to prepare for Super Bowl 48 at MetLife Stadium next week by working out in their hometowns of Seattle and Denver. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson says they're putting the extra week to good use.
The biggest thing about this week is watching tons of film, noticing their guys. They play in the AFC, so we don't get to play them all the time. So, once we go to New York, there's a lot of distractions, possible distractions, and you want to focus on just playing the game of football. And so that way, once we get there, we've already had 1 week of installation, and we can go over it again next week.
Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings has decided to undergo surgery to repair a tear in his groin. He missed two of Minnesota's final four games this past season, still rushed for over 1,200 yards. The Australian Open women's tennis final is set. It will take place on Saturday. Fourth-seeded Li Na will face 20th-seeded Dominika Cibulkova. After both won in straight sets during the semifinals, Na was runner-up last year and again in 2011. Finally, the New York Yankees are the winners in the sweepstakes to land Japanese pitching sensation Masahiro Tanaka. The 25-year-old has reportedly agreed to a 7-year, $155 million contract with the Yankees, and it might be worth it. Tanaka went 24-0 with a 1.27 earned run average last season in Japan. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.